Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, of course it fucking is. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, and every day is Evil Weasel Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Evil, evil, evil. It's also the fourth day of fucking August 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Man, same old, you know, just, you're breathing smoke. I mean, it's not real thick, but, and, you know, just dry ass hot weather. I mean, at least we got that dump the other day, man. It was kind of nice to have the dust knocked down just for a little while even. At any rate, we'll be looking at we have some articles here. We got people who refuse COVID-19 injections should not be allowed to buy food according to mainstream media. And we're going to get into this and other things as soon as we return. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, before we start in on the article, you know, Dr. Joseph Mercola, you know, put up an article today, why I am deleting all content after 48 hours. And he's, you know, after 48 hours, he's going to take down all of his fucking posts. And then he's going to post more posts, you see. But for 48 hours and then take them down. I don't know if this is some deal he's made with the establishment to keep his fucking medical license or what might have you. But he fucking sure is not fucking standing your fucking ground. And then he tells you he could go be, he wants everybody, you know, he wants us, everybody to download the articles and keep them on our fucking sites. Transfer the danger from thee to me. Is that what it's really all about? Doc, well, you're way too important a person to be in the goddamn trenches, aren't you? And at the end of the article, he tells you, send all donations to this medical fucking thing. And you must be moneyed, man, if you... I think about us fucking here with nothing, fucking living like fucking paupers, fucking standing in the goddamn trenches on the front fucking line, and somebody like, well, just send the donations to this organization over here. I don't need them. I'm a fucking doctor. I got plenty of goddamn money, but I'm going to protect myself. I've made a deal where I only put my articles up for 48 hours, and you guys go ahead and you guys take the articles, and you hold them, and you take the fucking risk, and you take the fucking whatever comes with fucking having the articles up. I think you're chicken shit, and I think you have henhouse ways, you motherfucker. That being said, people who refuse the COVID-19 injection should not be allowed to buy food, according to mainstream media. And you know what? I agree with you. Do it. Try it. Just fucking do it. I mean, here we are again, sitting here on this Wednesday, more mealy-mouthed motherfucking shit coming out of these bastards' mouths. Just fucking try it. Get between people and goddamn food. You motherfuckers want to see some, you want to see some goddamn, offense? And say all this fucking defense and gun polishing, you get people fucking hungry and watch what they'll do. You watch, they'll rip your fucking body fucking apart, you goofy motherfuckers. Anyway, this is from the Daily Expose, sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. People who refuse to get the COVID-19, the phony, fraudulent, doesn't exist COVID-19 injection should not be allowed to enter grocery stores to buy food for their families, says Don Lemon. CNN, this fucking, hey, you know, nigger, you're a nigger. And I need to make it clear, niggers come in all colors, but this motherfucker is a nigger. He's a dirty fucking nigger. Why don't you fucking come and try and stop me, you prick? Don Lemon of CNN. The fucking Communist News Network, a part of the fucking goddamn Ministry of Truth. That is fucking laying the fucking lies out as thick as they can fucking throw it out there. And here's what this tough guy had to say. Hey, tough guy, motherfucker, why don't you come say it to a motherfucker like me? You son of a bitches like to talk tough with the fucking security guards around you with fucking armed to the fucking teeth to protect you because you have no fucking balls, you see. You are the cowards. Those and then I think of the people who fucking fear this shit. You are the cowards of all fucking cowards. During a recent broadcast, Lemon went on a tirade about how he believes that the only people who should be able to buy and sell are those who take the great See, these are who wrote this Daily Expose. Hey man, do a little proofreading, shall we? I'll read it like it says, people. Those who get the experimental gene therapy. Now you fucking couldn't see that. Does anybody proofread this shit you guys throw out there or what? Are you just doing it for clickbait? I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. Can't go to the supermarket, Lemon blathered in a lengthy monologue. That's all right. I'll come to your fucking house and take your food, you motherfucker. You stand between people and the fucking food, and you're going to get exactly what you got coming to you, son of a bitch. You cowardly son of a bitch. Hiding behind a fucking wall of fucking private fucking goddamn security, you son of a bitch. Don't have the vaccine, you don't go to the ball game. Don't want to go to no fucking faggot ass ball game. It's all it is anymore anyway, is a bunch of fucking faggots out there and a bunch of fucking communists fucking trying to wave their communist fucking flag. It ain't got nothing to do with fucking sports. Don't have the vaccine, don't go to work. Well, you try that fucking shit and we'll see how that fucking turns out. I'm thinking about the guy that came up yesterday and was talking about, you know, the person came in, the big wigs flew in, brought out the mask. And like, you know, the thing is, yeah, they can tell you to wear a suit and tie, but they cannot put in something in your, let's just think of it this way. Now, there are fucking lawful goddamn injections of fucking speed, of methamphetamine. How about the fucking employer tells you, everybody, we got a new policy here. It's a mandate. Everybody who comes in the morning is going to get a little shot of fucking methamphetamine to up production. It's going to fucking kill your body. Slowly kill your body, but I'm going to make a whole lot more fucking money. You do not have any fucking authority over our fucking bodies in our body's essence. You can have a dress code if you fucking want to. And if I want to wear it, I'll wear it. If I don't, I'll find a job some fucking wheres else. But you, to the very thought that you think you have the jurisdictional authority to order me to take a fucking shot, I'll give you a fucking shot right between the fucking eyes because you do not. You're trying to remove procedural due process from the fucking minds of we the people. That procedural due process ain't going no fucking where, son of a bitch. And that Bill of Rights is going to be fucking enforced to your fucking detriment, to your fucking death, till you're marching out into the goddamn ocean swimming for that fucking admiralty you seem to love so much. Hey, if these motherfuckers do this to you guys, out there and you let them get a pass on it, you fucking deserve exactly what you get, and you're cowards. They fuck with you, fuck back. It's the American way, don't you know? See, we're here. Don't have, okay. Lemon further stated that he thinks this is where, quote, we should be right now. Really, is that what you think, nigger? Are you gonna fucking back this, nigger? Are you gonna get a fucking gun and come out in the fucking streets and fucking back your fucking mouth, nigger? Are you gonna fucking take my goddamn rights from me? Are you a frontline soldier for those pricks who have fucking declared war on the Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified fucking law by we the people? Ratified December 15, 1791, and you ain't changing it, and you ain't taking it, motherfucker. Are you gonna go out in the, are you gonna take, put yourself to the hazard, son of a bitch? Are you gonna stand between people and the fucking food? Are you gonna do it, or are you just running your fucking cunt mouth? You ballless piece of fucking nigger shit. Stated we should be right now because otherwise mainstream media talking heads like himself will have to continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. We are not going to take your fucking vaccine. Get that through your fucking head. You already know it. You're throwing these fucking articles out here to kill fucking time, to fucking make time pass, to try to fucking entrench more of your fucking tyranny in this goddamn country, like mayors and fucking governors and even the fucking what you're calling a president, which is all a fucking, it's all a fraud because it all is begotten from a fraud that happened a long fucking time ago, that happened with the first fucking Congress, that happened in 1871, that happened in 1869. We are not your fucking bitches, bitch. And no, you're not going to change our fucking minds. You are going to have to conquer us the old fucking Irish way, you motherfuckers. You try to fucking deprive us and put us on. Man, fucking make us get mean. You don't know what it's like in the fucking jungle. You grew up with a fucking golden suppository up your fucking ass, a CIA baby, probably. Besides that, you better fucking back away, bitch. Circular logic, they just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom. It's my whatever. I'm free. Lemon went on to, you goddamn right I'm free, you son of a bitch. My fucking body belongs to me and I say what goes in it and what does not. And you fucking try and conjure up a fucking authority that cannot exist without violating our fucking law. We will enforce that fucking law on you, son of a bitch. You would be in complete violation of the 9th article, the 10th article, which puts you in complete violation of the whole fucking Bill of Rights, motherfucker. That'll get your ass hung. You are guilty of treason. You are guilty of sedition. You dirty son of a bitch. You're going to be, I hope you're one of them that has to fucking swim for it, you motherfucker. Well, your kids, not free to give other kids, meningitis in schools. What the fuck is that supposed to fucking mean? I mean, when has it ever been, you know, like in the history of our fucking, so-called civilization here, where if your kid had meningitis, you send them to fucking school. Really? It's just this goddamn, this daddy fucking bullshit. You're not my fucking daddy. You have no goddamn authority over me. And the only way you could ever gain authority over me is to go through the common law court you fucking removed. So you have no fucking authority. You can get no fucking authority over me. And my goddamn rights are abso-fucking-lute. They are written, ratified fucking law. You've got to take a vaccine to do that. You've got to take vaccines. And I don't know, you don't got to do shit. Wait, I mean, you like that fucking word? You fucking illiterate prick. You've got to take vaccines. No, I don't. I abso-fucking-lutely. Remember when this whole thing started, they think we fucking have the memory span of a head of fucking cabbage. You cannot mandate vaccines in the United States. Of course you fucking can't. That's the ultimate fucking violation. That's a seizure of your person. And not only a seizure of your person, but a seizure of your person and then a fucking attack. I mean, you stick me with a knife, you stick me with a needle, you stick me with anything, that's fucking assault, motherfucker. And you do not have the fucking authority to do it. You don't have the authority to order me to do anything either, you son of a bitch. You can't get it because you got rid of the fucking common law courts is the only place that that fucking authority could be conjured up. And it would be you, and I guarantee you, you took me in there, you son of a bitch, Don Lemon. When I came out the fucking door, they'd be getting the rope fucking, put in place out in front of the fucking courthouse on the goddamn, on the lamppost to hang your fucking ass. And I'd see your fucking ass hung. You've got to take vaccines in order to get to be employed. No, you don't. There is no son of a bitch that has that kind of fucking authority over you. And I heard him talking about, you can make somebody wear a tie. You know, if they don't want to wear a tie, you know, you have a code. That's not talking about invading your fucking body. That is not talking about seizing your body and sticking something into it. A medical fucking procedure. A death fucking shot. That's a whole different fucking animal, motherfucker. And he, you know what? Employers, they never fucked with the people like this. But the reason they're fucking with the people like this is because they're pumping in the new colonization force. It's coming right across the fucking border, right in your fucking face, open, wide open fucking borders. Some motherfuckers, just like I told you they would, coming from every fucking country around this goddamn world to come here to fucking displace you. You better fucking fight. At least you got, I mean, like I talked about my grandfather yesterday, at least they had the balls to fucking fight for their fucking, for food. You get between the people and the food, Lim, and I want you to, you son of a bitch, but you'll be hiding somewhere, won't you? You'll be one of the first fuckers to flee this fucking country and go think you can find you a spider hole. I don't care if it's New Zealand, Sweden, or Switzerland. You're coming back, motherfucker. And so is all the fucking wealth that these places fucking holds that belongs to my people. You're coming back, you're gonna face fucking trial, and you're gonna fucking hang by the neck until you are fucking dead for treason and sedition, for violation of the Supreme Superior Law of December 15th, 1791. Sure as I'm fucking sitting here talking to you, motherfucker. Don Lemon. Go fuck yourself. So, what is the big deal? And all, these people are saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. That's my goddamn choice, you motherfucker. Just like I said, if you fucking had a lined up, I mean, you could up production if you gave everybody a little shot of fucking methamphetamine coming through the fucking door. And there is, methamphetamine is a fucking, it's a controlled substance, but it is a fucking drug. I mean, the Germans used it, during World War II on their blitzkriegs to keep their people awake and shit. But you could up production. If you could up production, I guess you got the right to fucking tell me I have to take a shot of goddamn methamphetamine every day that's going to kill my fucking body, right? Employer, you think that fucking business license makes you bulletproof, you stupid son of a bitch? Wipe them out. They do this shit to you. If I don't care if you're the only guy that walked out of there, get them. And the more of these fucking cowards that stayed in there you get with them, the better. Huh, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekends and putting other substances, which none of your fucking nigger fucking business, motherfucker. Who the fuck do you think you are? Huh? Come tell me this to my fucking face, you cunt. Because that's what you fucking are. You communist cunt. Substances into their body that's way worse for them than the vaccine. How do you fucking know? That fucking vaccine is still in the experimental stage. There should be no way that nobody could tell anybody to take it. It violates fucking the Nuremberg on an international scale, and it violates the fucking Bill of Rights of this fucking country. It violates the people's human rights. I'm a fucking human being. I ain't one of your fucking chattel cattle. I'm not one of your fucking soulless goyim. This soulless goyim fucking's got fangs, motherfucker. I'll sink them in you and pump poison till I'm dead. So come on, let's be real. Let's get real. You come get real with me, you son. See, I love that. These fuckers way off like that. Surrounded by, you come up there and they like to talk fucking tough. You ain't tough, motherfucker. You're a punk. You're a bitch. You're a fucking spineless little fucking communist turd is what you are. There are so many problems with Lemon's line of thinking that it is difficult to know where to start. First off, nobody is required to get injected with anything in order to get a job. And that's a goddamn fact. It's my body. We're not talking about cosmetics here, motherfucker. You're talking about invading my body, seizing me, and invading or using coercion. You are guilty of fucking trying to coerce me to put something in my body I don't want in my body, or else. You motherfucker, I know there is no goddamn law out there to deal with you, but there is law out there to deal with you. There's the people. There is the ultimate fucking law out there to deal with you. You goddamn cowards just need to get off your fucking ass and start doing your fucking job and enforce that fucking law. Secondly, most of the people who have decided to just say no to experimental drugs from the government are not out partying it up on the weekend. A fucking relevant. If I want to put something in my body that harms it, that's my goddamn business. None of yours. That's what individual freedom and liberty fucking means, motherfucker. If I want to fucking put something poisonous in my fucking body, that's my goddamn business. None of yours. And this argument here, shove it up your ass, whoever's making this argument. Who are you up here? The Daily Expo. Shove that up your fucking ass. That's not an argument. The argument is they just flat ass do not have the jurisdictional authority. They are fucking guilty of treason and sedition against we the people and our supreme superior absolute law and jurisdiction, plain and simple. And we have the absolute right to defend our fucking lives and our fucking law with fucking deadly force. That's what that fucking second article was put in there for. And that's where we are and that's where we've been. We're at fucking war. Wake up. To make such a claim shows how pitiful, foolish, and unprofessional Lemon is. No, he's a goddamn piece of fucking dog shit. He reads off a fucking teleprompter because he's Don. What the fuck does Don Lemon mean to me? I don't give a fuck what he says. What does what he say mean to me? You got a bigger brain than I do. You think you do, buddy? You're gonna fool. We'll fucking see what kind of swimmer you are. Lemon is which unprofessional Lemon is which definitely shows that he belongs at CNN. Where Lemon does not belong, however, is in any authoritative position where he might try to medically rape others against their will by penetrating them with needles. And that's it too, isn't it? Penetrating your body. What's the difference if it's a goddamn dick in a woman or a fucking shot in your fucking arm? That's penetration. That's fucking, that you don't want. That's putting something in you you don't want. That's your ultimate fucking freedom. That's your right to life. That's your last one left, buddy. You're gonna fucking sacrifice that for $100 bill and a fucking job? How about you just shut their fucking businesses down? You outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Shut their fucking businesses down. However you have to do it, you are completely within the bounds of the fucking law. With the attack on the fucking Bill of Rights, we have the right to fucking defend it any way we fucking see necessary. Plain and simple. Neither he nor any other mainstream media hack has any right to violate other people's bodies upon the threat of removing their access to food and employment. You fucking right, buddy. But I'll tell you what, if you fucking people stand by and let this shit, well, I don't know, maybe you will sit there and watch your children's bellies swell and their fucking eyes bug out, or else you'll go take that fucking shot, which you know is a death shot, and leave them fucking parentless. What are you gonna do, cowards? You're kinda getting backed in a corner here, aren't you? Where you're gonna have to shit or get off the fucking pot. God, I cannot believe people have put up with, God, what we have put up with is a fucking shame on our fucking people. Do you care about your goddamn progeny? Somebody cared about us a long fucking time ago. And they fucking fought and died to get that written, ratified, absolute law and authority of we the people. That these motherfuckers here are telling you, fuck you and your Bill of Rights. Fuck you and your fucking judicial authority. There's only a handful of us here, but we got goddamn mercenaries that we can bring in. Bam! Where the fuck are they? See, who wants to die for money? You know we've so grossly out fucking number. You know, I heard another yesterday. We went from 42 to 60. Oh, and now, and one of these articles I read, they talked about, as they've been given access to all 7 billion people on this planet to this fucking death shit. And they're fucking making boatloads of money killing fucking people. You gonna let them kill you? Are you gonna take that fucking shot because you're too big of a fucking coward to fight? Are ya? And employment, to even suggest that the government possesses the right makes limits. See, the government possesses the right. Now, where's that fucking right thing come in? Well, that's right. It comes in on that 9th fucking article. We'll look it up here. Make sure we read it right. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, which this isn't the fucking even in the Constitution. They do not have the authority even in the fucking Constitution. They know it. But of certain rights shall not, shall fucking not, under penalty of a bullet through your fucking head, be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by we, the masters, the fucking jurisdictional authority in this country, the people. Plain and fucking simple. To even suggest that the government possesses the right makes Lemon a fascist, a domestic enemy, and someone who is a very real threat to the general public. So he's lined up as a fucking, you lining up as a soldier, buddy? You got your fucking field gear on? You ready to fucking battle, motherfucker? Are you just running your fucking mouth while you're surrounded by somebody else that's beating your balls, you ballless bastard? Fired for refusing the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's never been isolated. The immunity has never been isolated. It does not fucking exist. Vaccine. You may not receive unemployment benefits. Oh, this is the fascism. If this ain't fascism, then the fucking fascism isn't defined correctly in the goddamn dictionaries, is it? This is goddamn companies, private industry, fucking being your goddamn government. Working hand in hand. They fucking own all, they aim to own this whole fucking country as a fascist fucking state. Or a communist fucking state. They're both the fucking same when you break down the goddamn the definitions of what these fuckers are up to. Like I said before, they've taken the elements of fascism and the elements of communism that have gotten them the most control over people, and they have combined them, and they call it democracy. This is not a fucking democracy. How many times this is not a democracy, it's a fucking lie. This is not a democracy, it's a fucking lie. This is not a democracy, it's a fucking lie. Go read it. To the Republic. It's a fucking republic. But it ain't even a fucking republic because in 1871, they made it a fucking corporation. This is goddamn Walmart. Fucking thinking they're gonna run and control your fucking life and enslave you. Enslaved by fucking Walmart. Boy, we're some bad motherfuckers in this country, aren't we? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated, needed more than a fucking medical fucking society with some fucking rich fucking doctor who don't even need the goddamn money. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Get Some by Hogjaw. And come get some, you motherfucker. Quit running your fucking mouths and let's do this. Fired for refusing COVID-19 vaccine, question mark, you may not receive unemployment benefits. Isn't that the government and the fucking private industry fucking as one, as a fucking fascist fucking state? In complete, absolute violation of the supreme, superior, people's ratified law of this motherfucking country. Ratified December 15, 1791. You better fucking read it. As companies across the country, including Facebook, Walmart, Google, Uber, and Disney, begin to mandate, you can't mandate shit, motherfucker. When they say mandate, like I should ask them yesterday about the mask. Where's your authority? Where's your authority to order me for this medical procedure? Where's your authority that says you can order me to take a medical procedure in order to work? We're not talking about a fucking dress code or anything like that. We're talking about putting that mask on has been proven to fucking be bad for you. You're breathing carbon monoxide. That's how your body expels the poison from you. It has made people sick. And they're putting to put them on little kids and shit. It's a slave mask. It's a fucking face diaper. The fucking Egyptians made their fucking slaves wear a mask too. That's what they want to do. See that? It worked for them. They fucking told you, well, we'll let you take that mask off if you take the shot and fucking a handful. And it's only a handful. They wouldn't be this goddamn desperate. Believe it. And a handful fucking went for it. Now I can take the mask off on July 4th. And 2 weeks later, put the fucking mask back on. I don't care if you have been vaccinated, slave. Get that son of a bitch back on. You won't work. You won't fucking go. We won't let you buy food. You get between the people and the fucking food. You will fucking die. I promise you that. You make fucking a hungry son of a bitch will kill you quicker than anybody else. Vaccination, including Facebook, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 is a lie. It's a fucking con. It's made for fucking, depopulation of the fucking planet. Vaccinations as a condition of employment. Workers who are fired for refusing to do so might not receive unemployment benefits according to WUSA. So fucking what? Bring us down to the point to what we have to go take, what we have to have, and watch what fucking happens. We're armed. Those last 10 years, Obama was a fucking lesson to the people. And it ain't just a handful that got fucking warehouses full are going to fucking build their own little private armies like the first fucking hijackers of the fucking uprising did. We own our own private fucking weapons, motherfuckers, and we got the fucking bullets to kick your fucking asses out easy. And then send your million Chinamen over here and we'll bury their fucking asses too. Vaccination rates are slowly increasing, liar. You can't get no more. That's why you're going crazy like this. That's why we're seeing this fucking blatant fucking, you know you're breaking the goddamn law. You know you can't fucking take somebody and force them to put something in their body. You know, you people calling yourself employers? You goddamn industrialists? Are you, you know, this guy said the big wigs flew down fucking either then. I guess you should have jumped them right there in the fucking shop. Beat the fuck out of as many as you could. Let them fucking know that sooner, people have to act. When people see other people acting, they'll act too. It's just they're sheeple. They have been dumbed down to the point that, one of them walks off a cliff, every fucking one of them will follow them right off that fucking cliff just out of stupidity. But if they see people standing up, they see people, they see courage. They see people fucking stand up and say, I'd rather be fucking dead. I will fight you to the death. You're not going to fucking violate my fucking law. You're not going to violate the law of the individuals of this fucking country. Get it through your fucking head before it's a bullet that goes through your fucking head. I mean, they think about fucking 5 years ago, this wasn't even a thought. There, I mean, there was, and even at the beginning of their so-called plandemic with this COVID-19 that doesn't exist, they came out, you can't force vaccines in the United States. This is the mainstream media talking. Now you've got some fucking pricks up there saying, oh yeah, well, we can, but employers can. And, you know, the guy that got a license and got a gas station, he can tell you, he can make you do anything he wants. He thought, well, because he's got a license. No, you don't. You're just another son of a bitch that puts his pants on one leg at a time just like I do. And I don't give a fuck what kind of clothes you're wearing. You better make clear on that. You're gonna have to bring in your fucking enforcers, and there is gonna be fucking a fucking fight. And when that fight starts, man, it's gonna bust loose. It's gonna come across this goddamn country like a fire NATO. And pity the son of a bitch that tries to grab control of it, or tries to fucking divert it, or tries to stop it. I'd rather fucking die on my feet than live on my fucking knees. I'll never be your goddamn slave. I'll never be your fucking subject. And you try to fucking punish me for fucking being free, I will punish you like you've never been punished fucking before. There's no Geneva Convention holding us back from doing anything to you. Remember that. The Geneva Convention was signed by a fucking corporation that had no lawful authority to fucking sign for we the people. We the people are not a part of your fucking Geneva Convention. We can use any means we deem necessary to fucking get rid of the fucking threat to our lives and our liberty. Some who refuse may be looking forward to the support of unemployment benefits while they look for a new job that doesn't require vaccines. None of them just keep, see, they keep require. They can't. Yeah, I mean, it's just like saying the COVID-19. It doesn't exist, and they can't require, they can't mandate, they do not have the judicial authority to do so. And the Bill of Rights protects us because it says you have to get the judicial authority before you can tell anybody to do anything, or they can take everything you got and have your ass fucking hung for treason and sedition. You will follow the fucking procedures if you want to go anywhere, and you can anyway because you removed the fucking courts. The only courts that could compel an American national to do anything have been removed. You removed them, motherfucker. We can't do nothing to you in your courts, sure as fucking hell, but you can't do nothing to us either. Because there is no fucking court for you to operate in. So I guess it's fucking gun against gun. This is goddamn battle. War. That's what you wanted? That's what you got. A new job doesn't require vaccines, but for many of them, that might not be an option. See, they put these out like, you know, this is old fuck pocket propaganda. I hope one of you fuckers dies today. A fucking stomach cancer. Slow and painful. Like the fucking pain you put out to the fucking people. USA. The reason, ? Is in most states, if a person is fired with cause for violating company policy does not supersede the Bill of fucking Rights. This is where we're talking Roman civil law versus fucking, American, common law. Now this is Roman civil law. This is a private policy being enforced as public law. This is fascism. This is the fucking government joining with corporations to fucking to kill the fucking people off, to cull their herds. They think of you as a soulless animal. You're fucking like cow in the fucking field. They got too many fucking cows nibbling on their fucking grass. We're going to take some of you. Fuck. We want to kill you down to 500 million. That's what we feel comfortable with. So we are going to do it. And these piss ants, if you see them, I mean, if you met them in person, you just beat the shit right out of them. There'd be nothing. They ain't even fight. I mean, just a bitch slap and they'd be done. They'd be pissing themselves and begging you not to beat on them anymore. Such as mandatory vaccinations. You cannot mandatorily make anybody do shit. You do not have the judicial authority. We're fighting for our fucking judicial authority just like our fucking forefathers did at fucking, Concord and Lexington. That's what they tried. They were coming to fucking take and subjugate the people, take their fucking arms, take their fucking land, take it, and make them just like the fucking, what the hell did they call them? Serfs over there in fucking England. That's what they want. They want it back. And just like, these robber barons buying up fucking huge tracts of land. Bill Gates is now the number one fucking landowner in this country. You don't own shit, Bill Gates. We're gonna take it back away from you, motherfucker, and everything else you got. That's before you get your fucking trial. Or maybe you won't make it to fucking trial. You've already declared war on our fucking people. You're a soldier now, motherfucker. You better get used to the idea. You better go get your goddamn goods and get ready to fucking fight. Or you better go hire some fucking balls. Who do you hire to fuck your wife for, you Gates? Does it even fuck, or is it a female? Is it a fucking transvestite? What did you hire to take care of your old lady, you prick? They are not entitled to unemployment benefits and payments. Yes, no, actually this unemployment bullshit is bullshit to start with. What's going to happen here is you're going to stop taking our goddamn fucking money for our resources. You have no authority. You have been taking our goddamn property without due process of the law since the beginning of this goddamn country, and you are going to cease or die, and we're taking it all fucking back. You're not going to have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. I would like to see you guys have to swim into that fucking ocean, but I'll take you any way you go. I'll see you gone any way you can get gone. Even something as simple as a dress code that says you have to wear a tie, and that's the company's policy. And you say, I don't believe in wearing ties. No, it ain't. This is bullshit. See, they're putting these fucking phony arguments. This is the propaganda machine. These are these old fucking propagandas. You know fucking better. We're not talking cosmetics here. We're talking evasive fucking entry into another human being's body. And you do not have the fucking authority to do that. You can write it up all you fucking want. You try to enforce it and you have committed treason and sedition, and you have fucking committed fucking rape against that person. That person has the right to blow your goddamn head off. Even the coercion, even the threaten people. You'll either let us invade your fucking body, you'll let us seize you, you will surrender your fourth article right and let us seize you, and let us fucking put what we want into you, or else, that's called coercion, isn't it? Now see, they have the racketeering laws, that's within the fucking administrative admiralty, but they'd have to enforce that upon themselves. But that's coercion, by definition of the English language, I think. Don't you? Do it, or else? Isn't that coercion? Is that fucking voluntarily, full informed consent? I don't think so. So I'm not going to do it. That's insubordination. I'm not your subordinate. I'm your fucking employee. Your subordinate is your fucking child. It is somebody you have custodial control over. You don't have custodial control over me. I am fucking providing a service and you're paying me to do it. That does not give you any goddamn jurisdiction over my body, you motherfuckers. And that's why you got to start looking at these son of a bitches at what they're thinking they're going to do. Now they're bringing it, they fought it down. Fucking Napolitano said, oh, the fucking president couldn't do it. Vice president can't do it. Fucking mayor can't do it. Goddamn governor can't do it. But hey, man, this guy with a fucking license that owns a goddamn hardware store, he can fucking do it. He's got special goddamn powers over you that supersede the supreme superior law of this goddamn land. No, you fucking don't. What you got is a fucking rope coming around your goddamn neck or a swim out in the goddamn ocean. Fucking insubordinates. See, these people here try to act like, they're acting like they're against this shit. But all through it, they're saying they can do this. No, they fucking can't. It's a violation of the law. And it is we, the people, who it is our fucking duty to enforce that law, unless you want to leave this is what you want to leave to your fucking grandchildren. I talked about it yesterday. How many of you motherfucking brave motherfuckers will sit there and watch them rape your fucking 10-year-old daughter right in front of you and not even lift a fucking finger? Just keep polishing a hole in that fucking gun. You won't fucking act. That's why they keep pushing. You push back once and they'll wake their ass up, but you won't fucking do it because you're cowards. And that's if this country goes down, it will be due to pure nothing else but fucking cowardice. On the cowardice of the individual. Because the individual is empowered to fucking take these motherfuckers out if they try to violate our goddamn law. We have the right, the absolute right to kill them fucking dead if they try to fucking subjugate and enslave us and remove our fucking law. That's a fucking try to overthrow our fucking government. And our government isn't that goddamn constitution. That was never ratified by we the people. We the people never said okay. Never. And they fucking know it. They know they're running out of goddamn room to squiggle. They're painted themselves in the corner till they're standing on their fucking tippy toes. And it's about time to knock them off their fucking tippy toes. And it's, and if you take this shit, man, you're a fucking coward. That's all I can tell you. Says John T. Harrington, principal at the Employment Law Group. The old Employment Law Group. Who the fuck are you? Which non-governmental fucking unelected fucking agency are you? You foreign son of a bitch. You, what, are you bulletproof? Are you fucking untouchable? See, that's what these fuckers are acting like. They're unfucking touchable. They are touchable. You just fucking ain't got the balls to go out and touch them. Principal at the Employment Law Group. It's misconduct. No, fuck you. You do not have no authority. You're not talking about wearing a fucking suit and tie. You're talking about invading my fucking body, seizing my fucking body. My body is protected under the fourth article and the whole fucking Bill of Rights. You have to go through that procedural due process, and you have, as an individual, in your individual capacity, and I have the right to fucking be there, and I have the right to talk to that goddamn jury too. And I have the right to file fucking charges against you for treason and sedition against the people and the people's fucking law and against me. I will charge you for what you have done to me. And I will prove what you've done to me. That you have fucking, that you're, minimum, you're guilty of trying to coerce a person to fucking let you fucking enter their body. Enter their body. I mean, if they can do that, I mean, if he can tell you he can stick a needle in you, he can tell you he can take your appendix out. He can tell you he can fucking, hey, you know what? Political dissident, fucking old Dick Cheney, he fucking needs a new heart. Who are you working for? Well, you're gonna have to give up your heart, or else we're gonna starve your family. How much of this shit are you gonna take? And how many forms are you gonna take it in? Because they keep coming at you. This is old propagandist motherfuckers, and I know you hate my fucking guts. You know what? I hate your fucking guts too. I hate your fucking guts and livers, and you are gonna answer up. I hope enough of you old fuckers live that I get to watch you get hanged. That's all I can fucking tell you. Or get what you fucking deserve one way or the other. And it would likely disqualify you from receiving unemployment benefits. You want to bet? This motherfucker's right here. You're talking about a private fucking corporation. What kind of power do they really have? What they can hire? Every time, you know, they like to show you the fucking shit on the television, where it just like the shit in Germany. It's always three or four of them on one fucking person. You ever notice that? Or if they come to get some one motherfucker, they'll bring 100 fucking dudes, 100 cars. Can you bring that many to fucking 300 million fucking people's houses? Can you? No. You can't bring one. You can't bring one to fucking half of that number, to a quarter of that fucking number, and you know it. They do these things to make it so you think that you cannot fucking resist them, and they'll just overwhelm you. When you see that, you jump in, and fucking everybody around there that sees it jumps in and blows those motherfuckers away. All of a sudden, it's not 100 to 1 against him, it's 10,000 to fucking 100 on your fucking side, and they're fucking just waste them. Leave them laying in the fucking street and let the fucking dogs chew on them. They are fucking your enemy. They've declared fucking war on you. You will fight that fucking war and you will fucking win it, or you will doom your fucking progeny to fucking slavery to a fucking Chinaman. Some fucking Chinese little son of a bitch. He'll be the one that comes in and rapes your fucking little daughter in front of you while you're polishing your fucking gun. What else are we going to look at here? There was one more, I think. The COVID-19 vaccine, that is, the COVID-19 doesn't exist vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine doesn't exist. It's not a vaccine. And still, see, here they go. You know, we goes right up on the CDC that it is not a fucking vaccine, but they just keep, just like all their other fucking false flags. They just keep saying it, even when it's been, they've said it themselves that it ain't fucking true. It is not a fucking vaccine. Plain and fucking simple. From their own fucking documents. But the COVID-19 vaccine. You keep saying it, that global shit. I mean, we got to shut this global shit down. And how do you do that? When they say yes, you say no. They want to say yes 10,000 times, you say no 10,001 fucking times. That's how it works. They've always gotten away with this. That's why they got the old propagandists in here, because they did make it work in the past. But the people are fucking smarter today. They're cowards, but they understand what's going on around them. Just get some fucking balls. I don't know what you got to do it. I don't know how in the fuck you got to this far in the evolutionary chain of life without somebody having some goddamn balls. Because we went from hard to harder than hard to hard to fucking a little bit better to a little bit better, and we're finally up to where we've changed the environment to fucking suit us instead of us having to deal with what's out there and fucking find ways around it. But how in the hell did you get here if you're a fucking coward? If you're from a line of cowards, was your dad a coward? Was your grandpa a coward? Was his grandpa a coward? And his great 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 grandpa a coward too? How in the fuck did you get here if there weren't men with the fucking balls to stand up and say, "I am fucking free. I am at liberty. You cannot touch me. I don't, you say emergency, I'll blow your fucking head right off your shoulders." There is no goddamn stipulation in the fucking Bill of Rights for it to be denied or discouraged for fucking an emergency. And the ninth article makes it clear there cannot be. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and that would cover any of this thought of an emergency situation, we take control bullshit, wouldn't it? Shall not be construed. That means that you cannot interpret some kind of fucking emergency as to allow you to deny or disparage others. That means we're not talking about shit in the Constitution and the government. We're talking about others. The other side of the fucking coin. The people and the supreme authority of this fucking country. That's the others. That's where it's separated. That's why they don't want to talk about that ninth fucking article. Because it clearly separates the government from the, what's supposed to be a government from the fucking people. But hell, we're living under a fucking corporate fucking occupation, an unlawful corporate occupation that has been violating our fucking law for 240 fucking years. Right out the fucking, the first fucking thing they did was violate our fucking law. Oh, we're going to be the supreme judicial authority over you. That means we're king and you're fucking servant. But we took care of that in 1791, didn't we? When we put that Bill of Rights into fucking place, it canceled that. It made sure they understood we are the supreme authority in this country. And we were to be armed as well, better than the fucking any goddamn soldier was to be armed. That's how we're to keep our fucking freedom. And we are armed. We're armed to the fucking teeth. What we have is a fucking serious lack of balls in this goddamn country. A lack of spine in this fucking country. So set and think the fucking situation over just a little bit. If you're fixing to lose your job over a fucking mask, but are you going to allow somebody to do something like that? Is somebody going to fucking punk you? Somebody walks up and pushes you. What do? Turn around and walk away? Somebody walks up and smacks you across the face. You just, he's important. I think he belongs to the lodge. I didn't do nothing, but I'm sorry. Whatever it is, please, please. Fucking sorry, son of a bitches. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. We're outlining some more of this fucking old communist bullshit. Try it, old communist. You old communists need to lead the fucking charge, don't you? I mean, this is your fucking game you've thrown up here. Article after article of fucking attacking something while fucking affirming it in another fucking line. You think we're that goddamn, we can't read? I know there's a lot of stupid people in this goddamn country, but there's plenty of us that can fucking read. We know exactly what you're doing. And you're not going to fucking own us. You will not fucking conquer us. And that is the word from the trenches.